Dictation for Larry Owens, LarryOwens. Larry Owens. The patient date of birth, 3/26/1956. Date of service, 8/4/2025. Date of accident is 5/10/2025. The patient presents with a history of fall in a group home. As a chief complaint, leading, he fell 15 to 16 steps backward because the place did not have a handrail to support. He fell on his back and onto the right shoulder. He was seen at urgent care at Epic in Detroit, 7 miles. Epic Health. The fall happened on 5/10/2025. Chief complaints are pain in the right shoulder and lower back. Severe. Once again, history of fall is described as patient was trying to come down the stairs and he fell 15 to 16 steps, landing on his right shoulder and lower back after fall from the stairs. This occurred according to him because there was no handrail. Regarding the symptoms, patient report that he has no headaches, no symptoms of TBI. He has a problem in walking. He can do half block without pain. Sleep 4 to 5 hours. Sit and standing is okay. He has a cane and he uses a walker. He has mild anxiety but no weakness, lightheadedness, denies any numbness, tingling, denies any saddle anesthesia, sleep disturbance, or any incontinence of his bowels. Regarding the pain symptoms, patient is having pain in the area of the right shoulder, 8 on a scale of 1 to 10, and he's not able to move his shoulder in beyond 30 degrees of abduction and forward flexion. Lower back pain is 9. No radiation of pain is reported to lower or upper extremity. No headaches. Pains are described as throbbing, shooting, stabbing. They are 6 to 9 on a scale of 1 to 10. The pain is worsened by sitting, bending, standing, walking, and then improved by medications. So far, patient report that he has had x-rays, blood test, bone scans. He reports of no treatment has been provided to him yet. He has had no physical therapy or chiropractic. He has not seen any primary care physician. Kindly review the records for Mr. Larry Owens regarding his medical history, his surgical history, allergies, family history, relationship status, employment, legal and in the personal history, as well as the ADLs and diagnosis page. He reports that he has had no x-rays, MRIs ever since 2003. He feels slightly woozy but not dizzy. Physical examination. Blood pressure of 133/109, pulse 91, pulse ox is 99, his height is 6 feet 3 inches, weight 165 pounds, 69-year-old African-American male, good build, nutrition, alert-oriented, cooperative and conscious. There is no cyanosis, jaundice, clubbing, colonicia. Hydration is good. Patient appears to be in acute distress with severe pain phases. And does not appear to be short of breath. Moderate anxiety. Good attitude, demeanor, dress and hygiene is normal. patient walks with a limping and also a pain, but not using any, he's using a cane at this time. Rest of the exam come from the template. In the skin, please mention a scar in the right shoulder after surgery. Other than that, normal neurological examination, normal musculature examination. Inspection palpation in the muscular skeleton is completely normal. Fine tenderness at L4, L5. And bilateral SI joint are found slightly tender. Paravertebral muscle, no nutrient spasms, no, zero hypertonicity. Range of motion of the cervical spine is normal at forward flexion 50, extension 60, bilateral side flexion 45, and rotation 80. In the lumbar spine, forward flexion is 30, extension is 15, bilateral side flexion 20, and bilateral rotation is 25. Maneuvers to identify and reproduce the pain. In cervical spine, Hoffman sign, negative, Sperling, Lerman test negative, distraction, Soto-Hall test is negative. Thoracic spine, Rooster slump test are negative. Lumbar spine, third leg raising test is positive at 35 degrees. TLR is positive. Budzinski Kernick test negative. CAMP test is positive. Davinsky sign negative. Budzinski Kernick test negative. Regar test negative. SI joints are mildly tender with Faber test positive bilaterally, Gonsalves test positive bilaterally. Tending flexion test, yield compression test, distraction test is negative. Extremities examination, except for the right shoulder, all the extremities are completely normal. Examination of the right shoulder reveals a normally appearing shoulder. On inspection, no contusion, laceration, fracture, dislocation notice. On palpation, there are tender points in the area of the shoulder, including the anterior, posterior, and superior part. He is unable to move his arm in active motion beyond 30 degrees. It causes him severe pain. Muscle strength is 4/5. Special tests were could not be conducted. The Hawken-Kennedy test, empty beer can test, V-test, near test, and anterior posterior apprehension were not done as the patient had extreme pain. Distally, the hand and wrist examination was completely normal with the negative thinner sign, pelvic signs, and normal pulses and reflexes. Diagnosis, please refer to the diagnosis page. There is a possibility of a fracture of the right shoulder. Plan of care is from the template. Treatment plan. We ordered the patient to have naproxen 500 twice a day, 60 tablets, Flexeril 10 mg 3 times a day, 90 tablets for muscle relaxation and sleep, L-level 50 mg at night for sleep, lidocaine gel 5% for topical pain relief, Percocet 7.5, 325, every 12 hours for 7 days was provided, 14 tablets. Maps were reviewed, labs have been obtained. Physical therapy was ordered 3 times a week to focus on the lower back and the right shoulder with traction massage exotherapy. The patient was provided disability for work, housework, and transportation help. Non-pharmacological modalities. Home exercise plan, referral to psychiatry, and fitness club are all yes. Interventional pain procedure, no procedure is being recommended. Available MRI, other imaging records, none are available. Surgical options, none. Neuropsych, none. Attended care, caseworker, none. Investigation, we ordered an X-ray of the right shoulder, and right humerus because the patient is complaining of too much pain. He has had a previous surgery for a previous fracture. DMEs, none are needed. Education is yes. disability. Patient is ordered disability for homework. Partial replacement and transportation. Direct contact, yes. Follow visit in 7 days. Thank you. The X-ray was done on the next visit. So it will be described at that time. Thank you. Patient was ordered an X-ray. He could not get it done. That's what happened.